To all the world's a stage on WXDR. This is WXDR Newark, 91.3 FM, listener-supported radio from the University of Delaware. Coming up now on Scratchy Grooves, songs from 1919 plus favorite songs of a Scratchy Grooves listener. Stay tuned. Of course, Dardanella, to anybody who was living back in 1919, by Ben Selvin's Novelty Orchestra. Hello, I'm Bill Chambliss. This is Scratchy Grooves. 1919 was a year Prohibition was ratified, and people who drank began stockpiling booze in preparation for the long drought that was to come in starting in January 1920. President Woodrow Wilson went to the World Peace Conference in Paris and won the Nobel Prize for his efforts, but Congress resented the treaty and did not pass it. The League of Nations was formed without the United States, pretty much. The American Legion was set up, and soldiers returning from the war were welcomed with parades and open arms. But some of them had seen Paris, and there was a problem. Here's Noble Sissel and Jim Europe's 365th Infantry Band.
How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris? How you gonna keep them away from Broadway, dazzling around
and pain in the town. How you gonna keep them away from harm? That's the mystery. They'll never want to see a rake of plow. And who the deuce can Polly Boo a cow? How you gonna keep them down on the farm after they've seen Paris?
Well, that was surprisingly short. I think it was short. Carrying on a conversation here at the same time I'm playing. I do that quite often, but occasionally I get mixed up. If there's more of that when I come back, it's because I stopped the tape too soon. All right. A plague of strikes broke out in 1919, affecting every major industry. There were 4 million strikers involved. In Boston, a strike by policemen was suppressed by Massachusetts Governor Calvin Coolidge. It was the first time in the national spotlight for him. More to come later. Matter of fact, the following year. Henry Ford sued the Chicago Tribune for libel. He wanted $1 million, but all the jury would give him was 6 cents. 6 cents. That's a nickel and a penny. He didn't need the money anyway. Women began bobbing their hair in 1919. Yes, it happened that early. Fashion dictated that skirts would be worn 6 inches off the ground. It caused a sensation. Books of the year were Mencken's The American Cavalcade, 10 Days It Shook the World, The Account of the Russian Revolution by John Reed, Lad, a Dog. I read that several times. That book did for collies what Disney later did for Dalmatians. Sherwood Anderson's Winesburg, Ohio, a pioneering book for Sherwood Anderson, put him on the national stage. Plays in New York, Up in Mabel's Room, Adam and Eve, Abraham Lincoln. Musicals, The Velvet Lady, La La Lucille, good songs from that, Apple Blossoms, Irene. George White's first scandals occurred in 1919. The movie of the year was Broken Blossoms, also The Miracle Man. Jack Dempsey won the World Heavyweight Crown by beating Jess Willard. And among the people born in 1919, there were a great many. It was the beginning of a baby boom that followed the First World War. See how many names you recognize. Martin Balsam, Joy Bishop, McGeorge Bundy, Red Buttons, Nat King Cole, there's a name, Betty Comden, Dino De Laurentiis, Margot Fonteyn, Malcolm Forbes, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Zsa Zsa Gabor. Question mark after that. She would never admit it. 1919, Zsa Zsa. That makes her 73, right? 73. Betty Garrett. Uta Hagen. Movie actress. Stage actress. Susan Hayward. Used to love Susan Hayward. Eileen Heckert. Sir Edmund Hillary. Climbed Mount Everest a few years later. Celeste Holm. Jennifer Jones, Howard Keel, Dorothy Kirsten, Ernie Kovacs, Liberace, Dorothy McGuire, Robert Merrill, Iris Murdoch, Edwin Newman, Eva Peron, Donald Pleasance, Andy Rooney, J.D. Salinger, Pete Seeger, Max Schulman, Robert Stack, Pierre Trudeau, Forrest Tucker, and Alan Young. Let's have another tune from 1919, and then we'll get into visit with our special guest tonight. Here is I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles with Ben Selvin's Orchestra from 1919.
Thank you.
time Forever Blowing Bubbles. Now, a special feature on Scratchy Grooves, My Favorite Songs.
Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy, and especially those that said, I love you so. I used to beg you over and over just to set the wedding day.
For several weeks now, if you've been paying attention, I've been inviting Scratchy Grooves listeners to send in lists of their favorite songs so that we could play them on the program. The deal is, you send me a list, I get the records together and call you, and then on a convenient Sunday, I bring you to the station and we do the show together. No strings attached, and you get a tape of the show as a souvenir afterwards. Might even buy a cup of coffee. The address here is WXDR, Scratchy Grooves, University of Delaware, Newark, Delaware, 19716.
Get out those old
all the ones about
records, those old
all the ones about you,
the ones
kitten
we used to play so long ago,
on the old wind-up Victrola. Barney Google was great.
The tunes
all the songs
really
about Kate,
and especially
jada,
those
jada,
that
boo,
said I love you so.
Yucca-hula,
hickey-doola, I used to beg you
honey,
over and over.
Yucca-hula, hickey-doola, okay?
To get you portable songs, I'd bring my portable songs. And
tonight in the studio with me is Vic Savage, a retired railroad man, lives just off Possum Park Road in Newark. He just happens to have been born in 1919, the year we're featuring tonight. Vic, why don't you like 1919 songs?
I don't remember many of them. But I do like music. I like music, and right now I'm a little fed up on some of the stuff that's going off on the air. I don't care whether they play it here or not, but it gets down to this rap and jazz. Not jazz. Jazz was good, but the rock and roll and what have you going on, it gets a little bit trashy. And
I wonder sometimes whatever happened to music. They call it music, but it sounds to me like somebody beating on a hollow log and screaming. But I shouldn't say that because there are a lot of people around here that may may disagree.
Well, yeah, I can say that and get away with it, but you play careful.
Yeah, I got to come down here every
play
Sunday,
careful.
Yeah.
There'll be a group waiting for you outside when we leave.
But Vic, where are you from originally?
I was born in northeastern Pennsylvania, actually in the state hospital in Scranton.
Uh-huh.
And after getting out of high school, I moved to Detroit. Took a year's hiatus in California and Los Angeles, and went flat broke out there and came back to Detroit and stayed there until 1962. Mm-hmm. Got married in 48. In 62, the activity I was working in Detroit was transferred to New York City. I worked for the New York Central Railroad, and we were absorbed in the New York City group, and I had to move. I transferred into New York in 62, and I lived in Peekskill, New York for 6 years. Then we got merged in the New York Central, and the Pennsylvania came along, and the headquarters moved to Philadelphia.
Oh, the railroad. That's like being in the Army, isn't it? You get transferred around a lot.
So I had to move down to Philadelphia to work. So not Philadelphia. I wouldn't live there. If somebody's from Philadelphia, I'm sorry I offended you, but I found a nice area of Delaware. And I wasn't the only one that came down. Practically the whole communications group in New York, transportation and that at all moved here, either to where I moved, or Chapel Hill area, mm-hmm. and Arundel. And we commuted daily to Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's a free commute, though, when you work for the railroad, isn't
it? Yeah, that's easy
going
to take.
Up by rail.
I did it from 68 to 83, and I retired in 83. And
83, yeah. So you've been retired about the same amount of time. I retired in the end of 83, too. Let's talk about music.
All right.
First song on your list was A String of Pearls by Glenn Miller. I had to borrow that from Neil Payne in order to get it on the program tonight. It's a song I didn't happen to have by Glenn Miller. My era, for some strange reason, is the 1920s. I was born in 1925, and I think I came out doing the Charleston. I'm sort of locked in on the 20s.
I moved to Detroit in the 30s. I mean, 37, 38. 37, I moved to Detroit. Uh-huh. And this is the time, the big band, the Goodmans, the Millers, the Dorseys, and Kemp, and a whole bunch of other ones. So we had all kinds of good music with the big bands, 16, 20-piece bands, and they made beautiful music.
Any particular significance of a String of Pearls as far as you're concerned?
Well, it's one of the good Glenn Millers, that, and my mind went blank right now. But any of the Glenn Miller songs.
Well, you have to stay tuned or stick around, and when Neil Payne comes on at 8 o'clock, and you'll get a lot more Glenn Miller and a lot of other big bands, too. Let's hear the String of Pearls. Vic Savage was telling me about dancing to Glenn Miller. Where was that, in Detroit?
Eastwood Gardens in Detroit.
Eastwood Gardens. Back in, 1940?
Oh, this had been about 1946, 47.
Couldn't be that. He was killed. The Glenn Miller's band
Glenn
later.
Miller, well, all right. All right, you're going to go in the 30s then. About 38 to 40.
That's right. He was only, what,
he got 40? Killed during the war, what, 42, I guess.
He was only about that old, too. Yeah. Very young there. String of Pearls, Glenn Miller. Vic Savage. He likes music that's a little bit out of the era that I'm partial to. That is the 20s and the 30s. And nothing wrong with that. I've always been wondered why people like the music that they like. This next song, Vera Lynn's We'll Meet Again. What does that mean to you, Vic?
Oh, it's a sentimental war song, and it gives the thoughts as both people, both away from home and those at home. Mm. Briefly, I think that would cover it.
Remember when the first time you heard it?
Pardon?
Do you remember when the first time you heard it?
Actually, I didn't hear much of that music being aboard ship till after the war. I used to hear that thing that she used to play it. See? But I didn't really hear much of it during the war because I didn't hear any broadcast aboard ship.
Well, you missed a lot.
Yeah, I did.
We had radio wherever we went. I was on Okinawa, but we had radio, and we had Armed Forces Radio Service Station there. Thank heaven. We'd listen to Little Orphan Annie and Tokyo Rose and all those, and they played good music, too, but it was a little old. Vera Lynn, we'll meet again. Classic World War II song, Song of India. Song of India comes up next. We'll meet again. My guest is Vic Savage, who is a Scratchy Grooves listener, one of that rare breed who appreciates this music. He also appreciates music from the late 30s and 40s, and most of the songs he sent in and wanted to hear are from that era. Song of India coming up. Vic, what does that mean to you?
It was more or less almost like they played it as a great music song. It's not a jump record or anything they recall. It was totally different.
And, terrific arrangement.
Yeah,
though.
Beautiful. Yeah. The singing and everything was so blended together. I have a 33 long play LP record, and it's still great.
Well, here it is, just as great as ever, Tommy Dorsey, Song of India. Thank you. Tommy Dorsey, Bunny Berrigan on the trumpet, according to Neil Payne, who's standing here beside me. Tommy Dorsey. Vic Savage tonight. Vic, I thought, since you're a Vera Lynn fan, I'd play one more Vera Lynn song on this segment. This one is a song from 1929, recorded much later than that, of course. You know I'll always be in love with you? Or is that before your time?
Well, thank you very much. But the Vera Lynn is such a sentimental favorite in these songs. You can just reminisce, and if any little bit of romance in you, why, this should stir you up a little bit.
Yeah, she was sort of the voice of World War II for me. Yeah. We heard her everywhere.
She still sounds nice today.
She does, yeah. Matter of fact, I think this was recorded probably back in the early 60s. This I'll Always Be in Love with You, and it's very rich and nice. Her voice is, hasn't aged at all, in my opinion.
Many of our popular singers have really broken down a lot from what they did there 20, 30, 40 years ago. She still holds in there.
They sing louder now than they used to. I guess it's hard on the vocal cords. Here's Vera Lynn.
If you should stray a million miles away, I'll always be in love with you. And though you find more bliss in someone else's kiss, I'll always be in love with you. I can't do anymore. I've tried so hard to please, but let me thank you for such tender memories. I wish you happiness.
We're playing tonight some of the favorite songs of Vic Savage, a Scratchy Grooves listener who sent a list of songs in. This is the first of an occasional series of programs I want to do on Scratchy Grooves, featuring listeners playing their music. I figured that maybe if you've been listening to Scratchy Grooves for a while, you're probably sick of the stuff that I play, so I'll play somebody else's stuff for a while. Vic Savage, and one of his favorites was a fellow named Perry Como. Vic?
Oh, Perry still sings very nicely, and it's He was with the Ted Weems band, and Elmo Tanner, the Whistler, was with him too. And,
Elmo, remember him.
Not only had good dance music, he was entertaining at Elmo, and I see Elmo was blind, I believe, if not mistaken.
That's right, blind Whistler.
And Perry sang great then, he's still singing great. So. Yeah.
I don't have any Elmo Tanner with me tonight, maybe I should have brought one.
So Ted Weems played good, nice, comfortable music, I would call it, and nothing raucous about it.
Well, I've got a Ted Weems number coming up next, but as of now, let's have one of Harry Como's big hits, Prisoner of Love. The song was written in 1931, recorded much later, of course, by Perry Como. Here's Perry.
Find me too weak to break the chains that bind me. I need no shackles to remind me I'm just a prisoner of love. For one command I stand and wait now, from one who's master of my fate now. I can't escape, for it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner of love. What's the good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me? Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. My knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. The good of my caring if someone is sharing those arms with me. Although she has another, I can't have another, for I'm not free. She's in my dreams, awake or sleeping. Knees to her I'm creeping. My very life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner of love. Perry
Como, Prisoner of Love, an old Russ Colombo tune. I've got it by Russ Colombo, too, but tonight we're playing Vic Savage's favorites, and one of his favorites is Perry Como. Coming up now, Vic, is another Perry Como. This is the one I promised you. This song dates back to 1923. That Old Gang of Mine was recorded with Ted Weems Orchestra. Did you ever dance to Ted Weems Orchestra?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, at Eastwood Gardens, yes.
Yeah, in Detroit.
Detroit, yes.
Yeah, great, great. Yeah, I never saw him perform. I saw some of the big ones at Summit Beach in Akron, Ohio. used to get
many
the
big bands got to Akron, Ohio, or Summit Beach.
No, it was always a fill-in date, you know. If they had a date in Cleveland or maybe Cincinnati, they'd occasionally drift up to Akron. So we didn't see many of them, but once in a while. Here he comes, Vic Perry Como, that old gang of mine.
Less than she, that I'd give the world to see that old gang of mine.
Something a little strange about that voice, wasn't there, Vic?
Yeah, I think you went back to your age on that instead of mine, Bill. That's because your voice hadn't changed yet.
I think Perry's voice went down an octave. Either that or it was bad recording techniques.
The Rinky Dinky Recording Company.
Yeah, of course, that was pretty young. When he was still with Ted Weems Orchestra, that was long before he had his great popularity on television.
Oh, yes.
How about another Perry Como song, just for good measure? And we'll say that this is the last of the songs on our My Favorite Song segment tonight with Vic Savage. We'll come back with him a little later on, but then we're going to kind of get back to the 1919 theme for tonight's program. But here's Perry Como, 1927 song, recorded much later, of course, by Perry, Girl of My Dreams.
If I
could just hold your charms again in my arms, then life would be complete. Since you've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again, and after all said and done, there's only one girl dreams, it's you. You've been gone, dear, life don't seem the same. Please come back again, and after all said and done, there's only one girl of my dreams, it's you.
Right, those are favorite songs of Vic Savage, an ex-railroad man who dropped into the studio tonight with me to help do the program. If you'd like to be on the radio like Vic was, he said he enjoyed it, so if you'd like to be on, the thing to do is send me a list of your favorite songs to Scratchy Grooves, WXDR, University of Delaware, Newark, Delaware, 19716, and you can be on the radio too, like Vic Savage. And you can enjoy it, I hope. And you can hear all those songs that you like and maybe you haven't heard in a long time. All right, let's get back to 1919, which was my original theme here. Just so happens that Vic was born in 1919, so it's appropriate, even though he doesn't care much for the songs. How about Al Jolson, Vic? You like him?
Al Jolson was all right as Al Jolson, but he wasn't one of my favorite singers.
Not one of your favorite. Okay, well, you can go out of the studio then or cover your ears because here comes...
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Here comes Swanee. Whoops.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you, I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. You're calling me, Swanee. How I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a T-I-X-I, even though my man is waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more. to that 20 car. 20, 20, I am coming back to 20. Many, many, I love the old folks at home. How I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in a T.I.X. I even know my mammies waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Well, that was Al Jolson's Swanee with incidental remarks by me. I left my microphone on by mistake. I apologize for that. I don't often use two microphones, and I've got two to turn off and on tonight. Sorry about that, Al. Do better by you next time. Okay. How about another song from 1919? I Might Be Your Once in a While. Might Be Here Once in a While, a big swinging tune from 1919. We're with Vic Savage tonight, who didn't care much for 1919 music, but he loved stuff from the World War II era, and so do I, so we had a little of that tonight. Send me your list of songs, and we'll have you on, and you can play the songs that you like on Scratchy Grooves, okay? Now let's hear another big song from 1919. This is Francis Wyatt and Stanley Kimes with Let the Rest of the World Go By.
With someone like you,
a pal good and true,
I'd like to leave it all behind and go and find some place that's known to God alone.
Just a spot to call our own.
We'll find perfect peace
We improved the tone of the program a little bit here with a song from the big hit musical of 1919, Apple Blossoms. This was recorded much later than that. Richard Tucker, Little Girl's Goodbye. This was an operetta, so it's a little bit old-fashioned, but 1919 goes back a ways. Little Girl's Goodbye, Richard Tucker.
Cannot kill the flame. There is a same old charm in the nation with a maid half afraid. And when she looks at me with a smile, I know first make life worthwhile. Now I must leave and forget them but love them. A husband the plan that he gave up all of his life to his wife from his wedding day. Why should he cry when he can forget with a sigh all his old loves? Ask any man for the truth and he will say
he loves a girl, girl, girl just the same, and he will
when she looks at me with a smile. I know it's girls make a life worth a while. Now I must leave and forget them, but love them. Oh, here is girls,
and that'll have to do it for Scratchy Grooves tonight. Scratchy Grooves comes to you every week at 7 o'clock. Tonight we've been talking with Vic Savage, a Scratchy Grooves listener, that rare breed who appreciates old music. Vic, I want to tell you it's been a pleasure having you here. I'm glad you could come on the program.
Thank you very much. I just hope that Ronnie, John, and Sue, Pete, and Mary were listening. That's my group out there.
Ronnie,
thanks again,
John,
Bill.
Ronnie, John, Sue, Pete, and Mary. That's quite a crowd you got there.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they were, too. And I appreciate your coming on the program. If you'd like to be on the program, write to me here. WXDR, University of Delaware, Scratchy Grooves, put that on the envelope so I'll be sure and get it. Newark, Delaware, 19716. Now stay tuned for Neil Payne and his program In a Mist coming up right after this.
Hello, I'm Paul Hayes.